This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. It's rare when an established band with a recognizable sound makes a big change. But that's what Lamb Chop has done with its new recording, For Love Often Turns Us Still, or FLOTUS. Lead singer and songwriter Kurt Wagner has electronically treated most of his vocals and made room for drum loops and other audio treatments on songs inspired by the sounds he heard coming from his neighbors and recent records from Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, and Frank Ocean. Kurt Wagner joins me now to talk about all of this. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the first song starts off sounding like it could be the Lamb Chop fans have come to know, but then your voice comes in, and that's when I realized, Kurt, that we were going somewhere else with FLOTUS.
When your day implodes and your afternoon grows old, and you step outside to the raindrops collide, and your dog slips out and you shake the cobwebs free, is there more to this breath that you are taking?
Talk about where this all came from.
Well, I mean, essentially, I was just trying to make a record that maybe my wife would like. Something that reflected the kind of music that she's into. You know, she likes lots of pop music and, you know, contemporary dance stuff. And so I was, like, playing around with some of the technology that is used in some of these songs. And I thought, well, maybe this is the chance to make something she would get into, something she'd have on her phone or something like that.
Did it work?
No. actually, at first, it was kind of a disaster because she was like, man, I love the way your voice sounds just as you are.
Right.
And I thought that was very sweet. And I think she's come around since then. But initially, I think it was a bit of a shock for her.
The song Relatives Number Two, I hesitate to use these descriptive words with Lamb Chop, but that's an outright club dance tune once it gets rolling.
Dude.
I tell you what, there are going to be people dancing when you go on the road with this.
Oh, man, that would be cool, right?
Yeah, I think that'd be fun. The treatments that you use to manipulate your voice make it more like an instrument, I think. And there are stutters and starts and stops and popped P's and overlapping parts. How fun was it to mess around with that technology?
It's a gas. It's so much fun. I think what really kind of made it all kind of click together for me technically was, for a long time they've used these sort of treatments and processing in a studio per se, but there wasn't any way of really kind of translating that into a live experience. And when I discovered this little box that's really pretty simple and it's really accessible to almost any musician, it was a way of processing your voice in real time. And then it just sort of unlocked a lot of ideas for me as far as a writer, so that I was able to, find ways of doing things with my limited vocal ability that was just, it was beyond, my normal abilities. It was so fun and just sort of unlocked a whole lot of possibilities for me.
Now, on the song Writer, there's a lot less going on with your voice, and it's
right.
A lot easier to understand the lyrics on that one.
Mm-hmm.
When you did these treatments, you knew that would make the lyrics more obscure. Was that a decision that you thought would impact listeners?
I didn't really think about it at that time. What I was concerned about doing was trying to find a way to, like, Writer is an example of pre the little magic box that we're discussing, and the voice is sitting on top of the track rather than being more integrated into it. But once I found a way of processing a voice in real time, I was able to integrate the things that I did into the track. And that also went as far as just kind of studying how a voice works in electronic music today and how in a lot of times in order for these tracks to sort of bump along. You know, the language is simpler. Maybe it's not even a word per se. It's more of a sound.
Once there was a peanut, now the butter. Once there was a hacker, now a hack. Now the bridge becomes the tale. The writer is now a reader. He won't fail. Talk to them.
The song NIV is, those little plinky keyboard parts, they kept pulling me back in. And then the bass really moves that thing along. Lyrically, is that a meditation on spirituality? I was trying to figure that out.
Well, it kind of became that. I misinterpreted what the word NIV means. I think it means New International Version, and I thought it meant New Inspirational Verse.
That is a different take.
Yeah.
Kurt Wagner is the man behind the Nashville-based band Lamb Chop. The new record is called FLOTUS, or For Love Often Turns Us Still. You can hear songs from FLOTUS on our HD2 channel and on our 24/7 music stream at wuncmusic.org. Thanks for your time, Kurt.
Well, thank you, Eric.
Bye.